What's up, podcast? Today we're talking about minimalism and how it will make you happier. Stay tuned. So minimalism, this is something I've talked about in the past. I did a three-part mini-series on it a good while back. So if you've been following the podcast for a while, you will know that it is a kind of philosophy that I do subscribe to. And I think that there's a lot of benefits as well as some drawbacks to it. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today. And I think that it's made me a lot happier because I'm a lot more content. And if you listen to my episode, The Six Types of Happiness, contentment I'm a big fan of because it's something you have a relative amount of control over. And minimalism has made me a way more content person because I've learned how to be happy with what I need and then just a little bit more of like things that I really want and bring me a lot of joy. Because with minimalism, it's like, I don't have things surrounding me that I don't like, that don't bring me joy or aren't useful. I am very content with the things that I have and the people that are around me. Where I've talked the part three of my mini series on minimalism, I talk about how minimalism isn't just about your closet or your knickknacks. It's also about things like your friends and people you spend time with. It's about auditing that circle to the best that it can be and doing that intentionally. And it's like, yeah, I talk and hang out with a wide variety of people, but like my core group of friends, I'm super intentional with, and it's not super big and it's really tight. And that's something important to me that has been ridiculously important in my happiness and ability to be happy. And, you know, it's an important thing. And minimalism helps a lot with that. It helps you be a more content person. And when you're content, it's such like a deep thing. It's not like when you're happy and you kind of just feel light in the shoulders. It's like a deep kind of belly, bottom of your heart, like joyous contentment. And it's super, I think minimalism is a super useful and reliable way to be more content and happier. It's what I think a lot of people try to say when they say that minimalism has made them happier. It's because when you realize how little you need and you're grateful for the things that you have, you're a lot happier because you're not like, oh, I really need more. Like, I have enough, man, and it's great and it's awesome. It's like you're not on this constant need and search for like, I need something, because you have what you need. And if you want a little bit more and it's meaningful to you, it's like, go ahead. It's different for everyone. Everyone has different amounts of things. There's one guy who literally lives out of two duffel bags. I talked about him in the mini series. And there's other people who, like me, have more than two duffel bags worth of stuff, but we have what we need and what we like having. And with that, not having more than that, it's like I'm super happy and content. And the people around me, I don't feel like I need more friends, because I'm super happy and content with the friends I have. It's about kind of quality versus quantity. Minimalism leads to a much more content life. Minimalism also gives you a lot more freedom, because when you're a minimalist, you tend to spend less money on a material level, because you're not buying as many things, and like I said, you're happy with what you have. So I found I was very, very, very irresponsible with money for a very, very, very long time. And I definitely wasted, I forget, I did the math once, and it was like a couple over, between when I was like 4 and 13, I definitely wasted a couple grand of my own money. And I would not do that again. I mean, like, I learned from it, so I'm okay with it, but like, I don't buy a ton of stuff now, especially for myself. I buy stuff for the people a lot because I'm able to, and I don't feel the need for the money because I don't feel the need to buy myself more things. And I think that it's an important thing because it gives you a lot more flexibility, because if you're not buying a bunch of stuff, you probably won't have debt. And then if you don't have debt, you don't need a high-paying job to pay off your debt. And then maybe the high-paying career you're in, you can switch in for one that pays a little less, but that you're really passionate about. and then you're passionate about your work, and then that feeds in the rest of your life, and the rest of your life gets better. It's like when you're a minimalist, it gives you a lot more financial freedom, and that's a really real thing as far as being able to pursue the kind of life you want. Because if you're tied down with a mortgage on a house that has 10 extra bedrooms, you're not going to be able to do half the vacations and time off, and you won't be able to follow your dreams and careers and do the things that make you happy and that you actually find meaningful, because you have the responsibility of paying for a house you don't like that you got to impress your parents or your siblings or Johnny Pants 37 on Facebook. It's like, okay, that probably wasn't a good choice, because guess what? Now you're going to be unhappy in perpetuity because of a choice you made to have more than what you need. And that's not necessarily true for everyone. It's just like for me, I used this an example a while ago about in that episode I did about judging other people and judgment. It's like I spent hundreds of dollars on shoes I didn't like to look cool in front of people that I didn't like. I don't do that anymore, and I have a lot more money to do a lot more stuff that I actually enjoy doing with. And it gives me a huge amount of security to go do things that I want, because I know I can afford to. And like, yeah, I don't have the amount of financial obligation as, say, like an adult on their own or a parent. But it's the same thing on a smaller scale. And I think minimalism is super important in being able to have financial freedom to pursue the life you want, and in having a more content life. And I think that it's something that more people should look into and get into. And it has more people have, if not out of necessity, out of just kind of realizing that. Because I think that what's more important than a new BMW is having a Camry, and having a job you love, and going on the trips you want to go on, and having the time with your family you want, instead of having a BMW, stuck in a dead-end job you don't want to be in, but it pays enough so that you can pay your car payments on that, and on the house you don't want, and sure, you have to work 80 hours a week, but whatever. It's like, the difference between the two, I think, is insurmountable on a metaphysical EQ level. And I want to talk today a little bit about why minimalism is such a great source of happiness for me and other people who I know have tried it, and something I'd encourage you to try as well. There's some really great resources out there. There's the podcast The Minimalists by Joshua Fields Newbern and Ryan Nicodemus. They have a Netflix documentary that's really cool. There's Let's Know Things, which is a podcast by the person who I was talking about, who lives out of two duffel bags. I've talked about it, so go back and listen to some of those episodes. There's a lot of blogs and YouTube videos, and actually Matt Diavella is another amazing person to go to for information on that. And he has a lot of really cool content. And he actually did an interview with Gary Vaynerchuk, who I've talked about a bit on the podcast. And their interview actually talks a lot about it. And I think that there's a lot of value to be had in living a more minimalist lifestyle. And I just want to talk about that. So if it's something you're interested in, go check it out. If you like this episode, share it. Leave a review, all that good stuff. You guys know the drill. And hit the support link in the show notes below. If for just the price of a cup of coffee every single month, you can do a whole lot to support the podcast. So in the spirit of, if you're trying to pursue a more minimalist lifestyle, instead of buying a $7 coffee every day of the week, take one day of that $7 coffee, take one day, if not going to Starbucks, and do a whole lot to help support the podcast. Because that would be a pretty all right, cool thing to do. And if not, that's totally fine. It's really up to you, because when you follow a more minimalist lifestyle, you have more options. You're a lot happier. That's all I really want for you guys. And so make sure you have an amazing rest of your week, and take care.